So what do y'all think?
Yeah. That and like there was some stuff that I didn't quite like grasp, but like I didn't know where to look to figure it out, so just kinda guessed.
Okay, you said there needs to be more categories. What do you mean?
Well,
logically speaking, these two categories cover
all
possibilities. Either it's essential or it's not essential.
But then there's things that you should do, but they're not essential.
Then it being not essential.
But you should do
or negotiable.
Why should you do that?
Because you're just supposed to, but then people don't. But it's not going to make you go to hell.
So why do we have the definition of this will make you go to hell be the definition of essential?
Because that's you need the stuff. No, you need to know
what makes something essential.
Whether or not
my definition was if it is necessary to have a correct relationship with God, / the church, and the people in the church.
Okay.
And for some of these, I think they've been necessary, but then it says by every age for essential. And for like the women in assembly covering head and coverings when praying and prophesying, I am not of the opinion that 3-year-olds need to cover their head when they're praying. So.
But why not?
That's not essential. Because in the Bible, I don't think it was talking specifically for all women. I think it was more women who have like a connection to family or something, and they're showing like submitting to the head of the household, as in God and their husband.
Okay.
I thought in every age or whatever, I thought that meant like every time period.
Yeah, that's what I meant by
okay, not necessarily 3-year-old versus
but
7-year-old.
By every local Christian.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone who's professing to be a Christian should follow these rules.
Well, again, that I still think there's an age.
Yeah, and also, yeah, it goes into the how old do you have to be a Christian?
It's like an age of accountability kind of thing.
Yeah. Which I haven't been talking about too much. Alright, are there any. So, is. I'm tempted to just go through and let's just all say what we put on each one.
Okay.
Would y'all be comfortable with that? Or do you not want to do that?
No,
okay. Let's just do that. So, number one, greet each other with a holy kiss. Essential or non-essential?
Non-essential. Essential.
Did you put essential?
No.
Okay. yeah, I put non-essential also.
Less, yeah.
Just saying, I'm highlighting some of these to talk about them. Do not go to court to settle issues between Christians. Essential or
non-essential?
Non-essential.
I said essential.
But it should be.
Ben, you said essential. Did anybody else say essential?
Oh, you're wrong, Ben.
I said essential, too.
Haha, I'm right, because Steven's in there.
So
anybody else said non-essential?
I'm still in Joshua's shoes.
Okay. Do not eat meat used by in pagan ceremonies.
I said essential.
Non-essential.
I
you guys did. You put
ceremonies.
Essential.
Like
I put non-essential.
I don't think a lot of meat is used in pagan
ceremonies.
Ceremony
is Thanksgiving, but I'm not going to stop eating turkey.
It's not pagan.
No, because they're giving thanks to God.
So Nathan had essential. I put non-essential on that one too, but.
Okay, 4th of July.
I mean,
you put essential
not
in
meat just because it's 4th of July?
We put in a note as essential things to give to.
I agree.
You
did.
And
right.
I mean,
did
if they put that in there,
so we're gonna,
what? How does that not
we'll
apply to us?
As well? Women in assembly should wear head coverings when praying or prophesying.
No, that's
I said non essential.
I said essential.
I said essential too.
I knew you'd say essential.
I knew you'd say it's in the Bible. Gosh.
So Nathan, you said essential on that one?
I was torn between essential and non-essential. But I saw every age, so non-essential.
Wash feet at the Lord's Supper.
I said non-essential, but I didn't remember anything saying anything about this.
Yeah, I said non-essential, too. Lay on hands for ordination.
I don't necessarily know what that I meant. So I said non-essential.
Is that like for being ordained as a minister?
Yeah.
I said non-essential.
And what is laying on hands?
The previous...
Everybody lays on your hands.
Another ordained minister lays on hands or something.
Yeah. It comes from church fathers, early tradition, very early tradition. Yeah, I put essential.
Should I even ask why?
Sing without musical accompaniment.
No,
singing without?
Non-essential.
And yeah, non-essential.
Yeah, I put non-essential also. Abstain from eating blood.
I said essential.
I put essential, but I don't really follow it, so... I mean...
You put essential also?
I put
essential. You lead it to.
But rare steak is so good.
But it also says to not
eat. It also creates more risk of feeding it.
Okay, but in that same
we're not arguing about it right now. We're just hearing what everybody says. We'll come back and address some of these. Abstain from fornication.
Is it essential?
See, I said non-essential.
Well, see, I was reading it like things that you should do, not like essential or not.
Good, okay, you touched on something.
Wait, what? Say that again, man.
Like, I was putting, like, instead of, like, essential, like, you need this to get into heaven, I was putting, like, things you should do.
Yeah.
Like, but,
that's
like,
not
if you,
what we're supposed to do?
Well, it does say should.
I was saying things you should do, too.
It's so there you go. Okay, so that's what, where do we get the idea that essential means what's necessary for salvation?
Well, we were thinking
I
that.
Said, I
some
said,
of you were.
Can I say what I said?
Stone you.
So, we'll get to that. I'm bringing this up. It's kind of an assumption that
can you not bring it up now? Can we bring it up?
We're
going to
be organized. Share communion together, not alone.
I said not essential.
I said not essential.
I know, I did say essential. I said essential.
So there's some division on that? Yeah,
I said
essential.
Non-essential.
Use only real wine and unleavened bread for the communion meals.
Non-essential.
So, I'm going to follow our rules. I won't build on it yet.
What'd you put?
I said non-essential too. I just want to press it a little bit. Use only grape juice for communion meals.
Non-essential.
You know, that's essential for a lot of Baptists.
Mm-hmm.
Elders anoint a person's head with oil for healing.
Non-essential. But define healing.
Yeah, define healing.
Because, I mean, if I get a scab and it heals over,
it just comes from straight from James 5.
Any time someone goes to the elders for healing, that must be done.
Like,
what?
To pray
is that
for
what?
Healing.
Yeah, James 5 says, if any of you is sick, let him go to the elders, so that they may anoint him with oil and pray for him. For the prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective. You probably know that verse, you don't know what they'll go for.
But, like, nobody actually does that.
Well, it didn't no one
does.
Some people do.
It didn't specifically say you have to pour it.
Then I'm going
to
change my answer.
Because
to
that's what Northwest
to
says.
To essential.
Essential.
So the oil is necessary?
Well, Bob says it is.
But
good, you're coming up with another kind of thing that works into the definition of essential, right? Okay. I put non-essential on that also. Jesus' death on the cross was substitutionary, not just exemplary.
Essential. For salvation.
I said
that one's...
also. That's good. Women are not to teach or exercise authority over men in church.
I said essential.
I went back and forth on that one, but I put essential.
What did you guys put?
I put essential.
You put?
I put non, but I believe it is essential. But it's not.
What's going on here?
I know, I put
my
non.
My brain's
going to
explode.
I know, it doesn't make sense. I'll explain it later.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll
come back to that.
He's breaking his concentration. I'm sorry.
Women are not to wear braided hair, gold, or pearls.
No, it's not essential.
Again, I've never heard
It's in there.
Word.
It's in there.
It's actually right before the teaching.
Yeah. It's in there. In fact, that one. Never mind.
Men are not to wear long hairstyles.
Well, that I couldn't find them. I remember hearing the passage. I just couldn't find it.
It's 1 Corinthians 11. It's the same passage that says women must wear head coverings.
I don't know. Well, see that one too. I couldn't.
It was also
they pulled his beard out.
Not necessarily all life.
I love it.
So if you're able to wear a long hairstyle, except for when you're meeting as a church every week.
Wait, I said non-essential for that one.
yeah, I put essential on that one. Men are not to wear long hairstyles.
Oh, gosh. Dissing me.
That's not a long hairstyle.
No, see, my brother Josh has a long hairstyle.
Do not drink alcohol at all.
Non-essential.
Yeah, you guys have grown up in Bible churches. So. Again, you go to some older Baptists, that one is essential. That one, is you. There's no way that you would distinguish between that one and abstain from fornication.
That's my brother's church.
Well, number 11 has to go hand
in hand.
Yeah,
number 11 also. But yeah, for an old school Baptist, number 9 and number 18 will have the same answer, period, mm-hmm. Full stop. Mm-hmm. Slavery is permissible if you treat slaves well.
Negotiable.
Slavery is bad.
So, having this belief, is this essential or non-essential?
Non-essential.
Non-essential? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little confusing. I put essential, but...
It's totally wrong.
I mean, if you have a slave, you should treat them well.
You shouldn't have a slave in the first place.
Yeah.
I'm going to cross this question out.
Well, it's a trick question. I refuse to
cross
answer.
This question.
Remain single?
Non-essential.
Non-essential. But Paul says it.
Well, he says it for him.
He says if you can't restrain your whatever, then
can't restrain you whatever.
Seek the gift of tongues.
No.
Not essential.
You said
essential.
Essential.
But can't you not seek gifts? Aren't gifts given to you?
That's true.
But it's something that
you can't go asking for gifts because
like,
then you're seeking.
Cameron, you're not about to go speak in tongues, no matter if you seek it or not. At least that's my opinion.
Jonathan's a cessationist. I think that's a valid view. I put non-essential, but a whole lot of people would agree with you that it is essential. And that's specifically what Paul says when he finishes that section, is seek the gift of tongues earnestly. How do you deal with
it? But, like, he didn't seek... It was, like, this...
Seek the gift of healing.
And then,
I
say
non-essential. You put essential on tongues and non-essential on healing? Cameron, you talk to everybody who speaks English.
What?
What is that?
What does it do with tongues?
Lift your hands when you pray.
Non-essential.
Non-essential.
God is triune, three persons, one essence.
Essential.
Essential.
Yeah, I put essential on that one too.
Essential.
But that one's not in the Bible.
It's implied in the Bible.
Have a private devotional time every day.
This is
I said
it was
essential.
You should do,
yes.
But it's not like.
That's why
like
he put
it was
negotiable.
Then I'd be going to hell.
So,
negotiable
who put essential?
Is a little bit easier.
I think the every day gets me. I don't think it has to be every day, but I think it does.
This is, like I said, one of the ones that.
You're not going to go to hell if you don't do one of these.
I mean, what
is your relationship with Christ will suffer.
Say amen at the end of prayers.
No,
I said essential.
I put essential.
I wasn't sure where to
write it. Let it be done.
So
yeah.
I just put a question.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
so be
whatever.
It.
I learned Greek and
like,
I learned that word. And I still
means.
Don't remember what it means.
It's truly.
I have no idea.
Truly,
Jesus
verily.
Says, truly, truly, I say unto you. He's saying, amen, amen. Lego me.
But it also means, like, verily. Or, there's two other words.
I thought it was
literally
so. Appoint elders and deacons in every congregation.
I
said
essential.
So we got division on this one. Who said non essential? Okay. Uh, elect elders by vote.
I said essential.
Who said essential? Just me and you, Denise. We put non-essential.
Don't worry about it. That's because she was... That's not necessary for salvation.
No, that's not...
A gospel presentation must be verbal.
Sorry.
That's what you said.
Essential. At first I asked,
who?
And you said no, not necessarily.
A gospel presentation must be verbal?
Non-essential. I put essential.
Confess sins to one another.
Essential.
Non-essential. I said non-essential.
Yeah, I said
non.
Yeah, I said
like, if it involves them, then sure, but you don't gotta be telling everybody your business.
Only confess sins privately to God.
I said non-essential.
What is good? No. It says only in there. Say no.
Give at least 10% of your income, goods, crops to God.
Oh,
said
torn
on this one.
I said not essential.
So who said essential?
I'm going to divide it into something like that. Good girl. Stop. Oh, good girl.
Yeah, we're recording.
Everyone get closer.
I'll cut it out. Construct a building for worship.
Non-essential.
Worship is a way of life, not... Yeah.
Worship is a way of life.
Building for worship.
You could, but like...
Huh?
Just...
Whatever, Jonathan.
You said that was essential?
Where's my pingo?
Confess Christ publicly by means of baptism?
I said no,
that's essential.
I said... What did
it's
I say?
Not essential, but you should do it.
I said essential.
If you should do it, then it's
it says, though they may be good to do, you're not wrong, you're not certain.
I put essential.
You put essential? Yeah, I put non-essential. We're divided on that one, too. Baptized by immersion only?
No, I said not essential.
Spoken like true Bible church. Like the Baptists, but think they're a little zealous sometimes. Baptize adults only?
No, it's
not
essential.
Yeah. Baptize children and infants?
No,
it's
not essential.
No,
it's
essential.
Although I say that it's...
negotiable.
It might have a different... You might call it, like, something else. Because baptism... children is just complete. It's like, I won't. We'll get to it later. Whatever.
Do not be a polygamist.
That's essential.
I put essential, but that's another one that I was sort of.
Yeah, I put non-essential on that one. Jesus had a literal physical body after his resurrection.
Essential. You're wrong, Cameron.
Do not divorce your spouse for any reason.
I was torn, but I said essential.
I said essential.
Do not divorce your spouse except for adultery.
Non-essential.
Essential.
Lots
of division on that one. Yeah, I said essential. Do not make any promises or oaths.
Non-essential.
Even though Jesus specifically says?
Marriage is a promise / oath.
Alright. Yeah, I put non-essential also. So,
you're
okay.
Trying to tear us before we even get to the conversation part.
So, yeah, so here, I hope you saw, there was quite a bit of disagreement in this room over what was essential and non-essential. And speaking as as fairly as I can, the people in this room have quite similar worldviews when compared to the rest of the world. Okay? We tend to agree a whole lot on lots of things. But there was still a whole lot of disagreement as opposed on lots of these questions. What was essential and what was not essential. So, it kind of comes back to how are we defining essential, non-essential, and essential? How are we defining negotiable and non-negotiable? What gets those terms? So, what do you think? Reflecting on the process by which you distinguished the essential from the non-essential, what principles governed your decision? Did you write out a method for determining this is essential, this is non-essential? Or did anybody have something they want to share there?
Sure, I'll say.
Yeah.
I said something that will, for essential, something that's essential, is something that will, it is not something that is necessary for salvation and will strengthen my relationship with Christ. That's what I put for essential.
So anything that's essential will be either necessary for salvation or strengthen your relationship with Christ, is that what you're saying?
Mine were based on like what I thought my view on the character of God was and how these questions align with them. And that would...
Okay, so if it was essential, you said, this is what I think lines up most with how God would answer these questions, essentially?
Basically.
Get it, essentially.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. Any other methods for determining essential, non-essential?
I said it is necessary to follow to have a correct relationship with God and the church, so as people in the church, because you know you're made for that being the same thing. Then it's essential.
Okay. So that kind of incorporates culture into it, because relationships with people in the church change and function based on the culture you're living in. Okay.
I was kind of along the lines of then salvation and sanctification.
So if it's part of salvation or sanctification, then it's essential. Okay. Anybody else?
Although some of them were still hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I put... Mine was two if statements. And then that's all. If a clear command is given in the Bible and support for that command is timeless, then it is essential. And if a consistent testimony of the church fathers was overwhelmingly in favor of one view, then it is essential. All others are negotiable. So that was how I went about it. And the support for a command is pretty important in that definition thing. Let's talk about the general reflection, and then we can go back and talk about some of these ones that we disagreed on and look at some of these passages in the time we have left. But general reflection. If you marked something with an E, are you saying that your local assembly is wrong for not following a certain practice? This comes back to what you were mentioning of should. Right? Should you do this? Okay. Should is a moral term. Right? Where does morality come from? God's character determines what should or shouldn't be done. So, I'm going to go ahead and show my hand a little bit. I would think if you put something as essential on here, you're saying that if you don't do that, you're wrong and you need to change. I would almost say, I'm not quite if I would like this language, but I would almost say if you put something as essential on here, you're saying to someone who disagrees with you on whether or not it's essential that they're sinning if they don't agree with your view on it. That would be what your opinion of it is. That's how important it is to you. Would y'all agree with that? Would you not?
I would not agree with that.
Okay.
I would agree.
Why not?
Why would I not agree?
Yeah.
Because... if they were to say we were talking about our different views and I was strictly against what their view was, I wouldn't be willing to listen to what they had to say. And if what they had to say was more correct than what my view was, then I would think that I should be able to change my view. So rather than having a strict "you're right, I'm wrong" thing, being willing to listen to people and listen to their view and then compare it to mine and see which one makes more sense.
But I think you should still be able to I don't know. I was trying to use a big word, didn't know the meaning. Revert. I would think you would be able to differentiate between sinning and not sinning. If you believe that something is true and that you believe it to be essential, then, I mean, if you're not doing it, you must not be following God, therefore sinning. And if someone proves that they're not sinning, then good on them. But, I mean, if you believe that giving 10% of your goods, crops, income is essential, and that if you're not doing it, you're sinning, then, I mean, I'm sinning, but it doesn't change my salvation. It just means I'm sinning, and that I should do what's good. That I should be giving 10% of whatever I... It's not some big... You're going to hell if you don't start giving 10%. It's saying, hey, you're doing wrong. I'm going to tell you you're doing wrong. Let's try and fix that.
That's kind of what I was saying at the same time.
Okay. That was kind of what... I think when you started explaining, I think we agreed. We were just saying it different ways.
Yeah.
See, I don't like the subjectiveness.
The not like, making a decision kind of thing?
Well, no, the... What makes sense? That's very subjective.
Oh, okay. Well, I was meaning to tie what makes sense into what the Bible says.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
How do you deal with a church that doesn't follow all of the things that you would call essential? So, for example, one that I put on, that I think you all know about me by now, because I've mentioned it somewhat regularly, is that I do put essential on women in assembly should wear head coverings with prayer or bauxite. I've read the text, and I think just can't get around it. That's something we should do. And also, to put it on myself, men should specifically not wear head coverings when praying or prophesying. So, as far as how do I myself practice that, I follow a standard. When I'm praying or prophesying, I make sure I'm not wearing a hat. But I live in a world where the vast majority of churches do not hold that view. They do not think that it is essential. Say that, you know, it's fine. It's cultural. So how should I go about dealing with that in church? Should I change my view, go against my conscience? Should I do something else? If something else, what? Let's go ahead and keep it on me so that it doesn't get personal for y'all. What should I do? As someone who views that as essential, but the vast majority of people disagree with me.
You should bring it up to the elders of the church if you want to keep going to that church and explain why you think what you think. And if they refuse to acknowledge your views as valid, then you just have to leave the church.
But then something like that, where you think women should wear head coverings in church,
yeah, it's controversial. But...
People aren't going to want to do that.
Yeah.
So you've got to put yourself aside at the same time and say, am I being a real stickler about this kind of thing? And it's not going to... Wearing head coverings in church is not going to either make you saved or not make you saved. It's just one of those kind of things that you should be doing or shouldn't be doing that is in the, I don't know, doctrine of the church, I guess.
So yeah, come back to that question of... Is essential what's necessary for salvation, or is it necessary, what's necessary for sanctification? And I would say submitting yourself to the text when you don't like it is something that's necessary for sanctification. That's what, to put it in you guys' language, that's why I view it that way.
there's something to consider too.
Yeah.
I've known, personally, I've known families who they, for better lack of a better term, church hop,
mm-hmm.
because they find, they go to a church, they find they disagree with something. Now, whether or not they take it to the elders or not, I don't know, but they always find something wrong everywhere they go.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, do you, at what point do you have to say, no, I don't believe in this, but because I need to go somewhere.
Yeah,
when you create your own church.
Well, that I mean, isn't that what caused the divisions in the church anyway?
That's why we have 30,000 different denominations.
Right, I and think. That's just confusing. muddling the issue.
I think part of the issue is that people's expectations for what is essential
mm-hmm.
are skewed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Christianity in general does not, it should not have as much expectations as all the other religions, simply because the core of it is God. It's not all these things you have to do.
Right.
So, you know, if there's all these things that people say you have to do that are getting in the way of your relationship with God, then I think your essentials are off.
Well, which brings us back to why salvation.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to find all your essentials anywhere you go, so
right.
there's a certain point when you just say, hey, I'm going to stick here. We're going to follow what we believe. And if someone brings it up, I'm going to tell them what I believe and why I believe it and tell them they should believe it. But I'm not going to raise hell about it.
So yeah, so then how do you find a line for the things that you're willing to bite the bullet on? So for example, let's go with the head coverings. Again, we'll stick with me. Head coverings one is one that I've decided. No way I can win. If I want to continue fellowshipping in churches, I have to just get comfortable with the fact that I think lots of people are not submitting to the text on this point. So I try to, the way I handle it, is I contend for my view, try and get people to agree with it and to practice it, but ultimately pray for their forgiveness and my own for doing this thing that I think is wrong, and realize that the whole point of Christianity is grace. No one is perfect. No one is righteous. We're all saved by grace. And so, yeah, the things that we know are righteous and good pale in comparison to the true righteousness that God holds as a standard. So I think to myself, what are the things that I am blind to that other people are sitting there going, I can't believe Stephen does that every week. Right? It's so clear, right here in the text. Or what is God saying? Right? And that, I think that question, what is God saying? And he's not. He's saying, oh, I see my son there. Christ's righteousness clothes me.
See, and I personally have a hard time with differentiating or drawing the line between grace and moral relativism.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you get there? Where is the line for that?
Yeah.
Which is where I have to say, this is why I have to say over and over again, yeah, I think we're sinning when women don't wear head coverings in church and when men do. And I have to pray for forgiveness on behalf of my brothers and sisters because I do believe it is morally wrong. And I try and convince them not to. But we go on the same way that Christ prayed for people putting him on the cross. Father, please forgive them. They know not what they do. And then, at the same time, I pray for myself. Father, please forgive me, for I know not what I do. I don't know what I'm doing that's actually, objectively, morally wrong. That you are bestowing your grace on me simply because I do not know.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's still that question of where do you draw the line? Because head coverings, I just said, I'm not going to change churches over the fact that women aren't wearing head coverings and men are. I have to put that in there. I see men wearing hats in church and it bugs me just as much. But I am going to change churches when there's one that denies the Trinity. Somebody puts in a doctrinal statement that they're modalists, that God is one person and only one person who appears in three forms. Not sticking around. That's non-negotiable. However, head coverings are specifically in the Bible, and the Trinity's not. So where do you draw the line? How do you find the distinction? Well, how do you justify not moving churches for something that you do view as actually morally wrong, like head coverings, but you're just going to deal with it, versus leaving for something that I think is, again, actually morally wrong, and I'm not just going to deal with it when somebody disagrees with me on that?
Well, someone said today about the character of God. I mean, God's character is not reflected on whether a woman wears head covering or a man doesn't, but it is reflected, even though it's not a biblical term, in the Trinity.
It's a dot.
Again, in my definition. In my definition, it says it's essential if you need it to have a correct relationship with God, because to view God correctly, you should accept the Trinity, then that's why it goes in my essentials.
Good. I don't have a clear answer to that question of how do I distinguish. I know that I do. Mm-hmm. And then I do that, make that distinction. I come by it painstakingly. But I have made it, and I do make it. But I just want you to think about it. How do you remain consistent? How do you go about interacting with Christians who have different essentials than you? How do you go about negotiating the non-negotiables? So this, I think, comes back to what you were mentioning, Ben, when you were explaining yourself. Like, you should always be willing to talk. Hear somebody out. What are your reasons? Are they good or bad? But how do you go about that? How do you do it?
In love. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree with that. That your answer? Yeah, I put with humility in an open Bible, so that's how I go about it. Any other thoughts on that one? This last question kind of goes right in line with what we've been talking about. Are there some essential items that are a little more essential than others? If so, how do you distinguish them? That's what we've been talking about.
Sí, señor.
For me, no.
I said yes.
And
the line was, if it has to do with salvation, like if someone says that Jesus was a Capricorn, I'll say, hey, whatever. You can think that. But if someone's like, believe Jesus was a prophet, then there's problems there. It's more essential to...
Somebody believes Jesus was just a prophet.
Yeah. It's more important to deal with that issue than to deal with someone thinking that Jesus was born in like May or whatever.
Yeah, that's the same kind of thing I said. Something that conflicts with salvation. No.
So that's the same, like, an essential, like, head coverings. You wouldn't move churches for that, but you would move churches if someone said Jesus was an alien,
yeah,
who came from outer space to
get our brains,
give peace.
Any other thoughts
true
on this?
Story.
You said no, there aren't. Items that are a little more essential than others. Mm-hmm. And I actually agree. Expound.
Because I think the definition of essential is non-negotiable, so if something's non-negotiable, it can be any less non-negotiable. But also because my definition is if it gets in the way of relationship with God or the church, and I don't have that many essentials, so I said yes at first, and I was trying to like write a definition of what I thought yes, and then I realized that it encompassed all of my essentials, and I'm like, well, then the answer's no. So
I guess I think of it more like DEFCON levels. Like, they all need to be dealt with, but once you get to level one, it's
It's go time.
Yeah.
We're about to turn a key, so hold on. I put, so this is, I cleverly copped out of answering the question, so I say, yes, I agree, but I said, if God were to take this test, the answer is a clear no. There is no distinction between what's essential and what's not essential. Whatever God says is essential, period, full stop. However, for our purposes, we're not God. We don't know what his essentials are. He didn't take this test. So I have to say, yes, there are some that I treat as more essential than others. However, whatever the actual essentials are, they're essential. There's
that's
not
true.
A degree.
That's true.
I have to work within my own finiteness, though. So,
I mean, maybe, like, because, I mean, what's, I don't know.
So I go by, how clear is the text? Because the text is the Word of God. So, we kind of have him taking this test. The question is, how clear is it? All right, so let's, we got, oh man, we only have 5 minutes. What?
Really?
Let's pick one or two of these where we disagreed largely.
Do babies go to heaven? Essential!
That one's not even on here!
Essential!
No, do we appoint elders and deacons in every congregation? I don't know why you put non-essential.
Yeah, there you go. Just ask people who disagree with you. Let's get some reason.
Okay.
You're wrong.
I deliberated that one a lot. But if I go back to my definition of what was essential, salvation or sanctification, I tried to stay consistent within my definition.
Okay.
Even whether I disagreed with it or not, that's why I said, well, I don't really think it's essential, but I wrote it was, or however I said it. That's what.
So yeah, women are not to teach or exercise authority and men over the church. That was one I wanted to come back with you, where you said, I put essential, but I don't think it is.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I mean, I know that it's in the same area as the whole women should not wear head coverings, right?
It's in the same area as the women should not wear braided
hair.
Oh,
that's right, that's right. I know it's in the middle.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, yes, I do believe that. I do believe that women should not have authority over men, should not be teaching them. I believe that. But then, if it's in the same breath as women are not to wear braided hair, gold, or pearls, well, heck no, techno, I'm going to wear my gold. I mean, you know, I mean, so.
So what's the distinction?
Exactly. That's why I said no on that one. So that's, it's
so
hard.
This is where you really got to study the text. You got to really dig in. That's 1 Timothy 2, by the way, if you want to.
Okay.
You want to dig in.
Yeah, and the one with the elders, I actually, like, I tried to look up in, is it 2 Timothy, where it talks about, it didn't say elders, but, like, bishops and deacons.
Yeah.
Where it talks about.
Same word in the Greek. Elder and bishop is the same.
Yeah.
Presbyteros.
Overseer, that's what it said in my version. It said overseer, but, anyway.
So an example of greet each other with a holy kiss. Let's look at two examples to vindicate myself, explain how I come by mine.
Did you say essential on that one?
I said non-essential.
Oh, okay.
So, greet each other with a holy kiss, I say non-essential. But women wearing head coverings, I say essential. Alright, let's go with the women teaching men, since we agree on that one more. So, greet each other with a holy kiss would be, for example, I think at the end of 1 Peter. Yeah, 1 Peter 5:14. It's at the very end of the book. We'll do this in 3 minutes. Very end of the book, he's giving his kind of final send-off, verse 12, 1 Peter 5, verse 12. By Sylvanus, a faithful brother as I regard him, I have written briefly to you, exhorting and declaring just much as true of the grace of God. Stand firm in it. She who is at Babylon, who is likewise chosen, sends you greetings, and so does Mark, my son. So this is kind of the goodbye, goodbye. Greet one another with the kiss of love. Peace to all you who are in Christ. So why do I put that as non-essential? Comes back to my definition of, if a clear command is given in the Bible and support for that command is timeless, it is essential.
It's like it was in the moment. Greet each other with a holy
kiss. Correct. Since he gives this command, greet each other with a holy kiss, but does not explain his support or reason behind the command, it is open to negotiation. It is negotiable. So I would say it's not essential. However, if we want to look at women teaching men, 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting in verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. I desire that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. So that is the, you should lift your hands while you're praying. Likewise, also that women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly attire, but with what is proper for women who profess godliness with good works. So, to sum up, here's my reason. Good works. Verse 11 goes on to explain what he means by good works. Let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness. I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man. Rather, she is to remain quiet. All right. If the verse stopped there, I would put non-essential on this doctrine. Because it's just a command. He hasn't given support for it. He's actually summarized. His point is good works. So this is how you do good works in the first century. However, he continues. 4. Explanation. Why do I not allow a woman to exercise authority or commit or teach over a man? 4. Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor. So what's his reason for this instruction? Adam and Eve. Okay. That blows the whole culture relative to that time period thing out of the water. Because Adam and Eve, not in that culture. Totally different time period, totally different rules. And then here's the really controversial verse, because you're reading it in English. Verse 15, yet she will be saved through childbearing if they continue in faith and love and holiness with self-control. Take careful note of the plurals and singulars in that sentence. So yet she will be saved through childbearing. Who is he talking about will be saved through childbearing? Is he talking about women, or is it Eve? It's Eve. Singular. Adam was deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor. Eve, the woman, was deceived, and she will be saved through, actually a better literal translation would be, through the bearing of a child. As in,
oh, so
who? Jesus. She will be saved because she is the first person in the lineage of Jesus. That's why she will be saved. And then if they continue in faith and love and holiness with self-control, there's a lot of different ways you could go with that. Who is he talking about with the they? And what is the contingency if referring to?
Mine says after the childbearing, she says if she continues in love, faith and love and holiness with self-control.
Yeah, does anybody have a different translation there?
I have a thing. But then I also have, but women, plural, will be saved.
Yeah, and they're just...
Or will be restored. You actually have a footnote of restored instead of saved.
If they continue... Yeah, okay, it says there's a shift in plural here, Greek, yeah. If they continue.
So that's, the grammar is really confusing in that.
Still refers to the woman in a simple shift from generic singular to generic plural.
So yeah, I'm convinced that the first half of verse 15, she will be saved through the bearing of child, is referring specifically to Eve and specifically to Jesus. That's just a reference back to Genesis 3, the beginning of the story. The second half of the verse, there's a couple different ways that I think are legitimate to interpret it, and we don't have time to go over them right now, because I'm already 2 minutes over what I said I would end at, but there it is. But that's how I go about distinguishing what's essential and non-essential. Is the support given something timeless, or is it something cultural or time-bound? Or is there no support given at all? So, greet each other with a holy kiss, no support given at all, we can negotiate. It's negotiable. I still might say, yeah, we should do it. But we can talk about it. It's non-essential. The support given is specifically time-bound. That would be an example would be like 1 Corinthians or 1 Thessalonians 4. Do not work in such a way so that others will think well of you. I forget exactly how he words it. But it's particularly in our culture, this is how you show that you're good before other people. So you don't have to do that thing because he specifically appeals to culture. Same with the three things in the letter from Acts. Specifically time-bound, the reasons that they give. So, they specifically revoke those things. Paul says later, it's not a sin to eat a meat sacrificed to idols, but if you're going against your conscience, then it is.
Or what about if you're causing someone to stumble?
Yeah, causing someone to stumble would be another one. So there's other reasons why you should or shouldn't do it, but it's not essential specifically just to not do those things. It was time bound for when they sent that letter. That's why the three things in the Acts letter are not binding on us today. Going over, so that's how I go about distinguishing. If you want to know, that's the exact same method I use for doing 1 Corinthians 11. So if you want to read that, go carefully. I'm over time. Last words, anyone?
Yeah.
Amen.
I was just going to say that.
But, you know, that's not...
But that what word?
No, that
not
is...
Not so non-essential.
Yes. That's okay. We'll forget you.
Yeah, we'll forget you.
Did
you
all enjoy
sinning.
This, or...
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
You're
I,
not sinning
can
either,
I have a
technically,
blank?
But
yeah.
We're not
can
sinning.
To Clint, because I know he'd appreciate this.
Actually, how many blanks do you have? Because I know my mom and dad probably both like this.
Yeah, I have a bunch in here, and I'll be uploading it to the website too, so you can download it and get a digital copy. But there's extra blanks in here.
Wait, do you download all the handouts on your website?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So what did you say you use this to apply? 1 Corinthians 11?
1 Corinthians 11 is the head cover passage.
Okay.
Here you go.
Whoa. Thank you.